For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, a story broke from the magazine New Scientist, from the Globe and Mail newspaper out of Great Britain, and numerous other publications in the U.S. and around the world. Quoting here from the Globe and Mail, "Study turns pot wisdom on head." It's written by Don Walton. Forget the stereotype about dopey potheads. It seems marijuana could be good for your brain. While other studies have shown that periodic use of marijuana can cause memory loss and impair learning, and a host of other health problems down the road, new research suggests the drug could have some benefits when administered regularly in a highly potent form. Most drugs of abuse, such as alcohol, heroin, cocaine, and nicotine, suppress growth of new brain cells. However, researchers found that cannabinoids promoted generation of new neurons. An associate professor with the Neuropsychiatry Research Unit at the University of Saskatchewan in Saskatoon, Zia Shang, said, "This is quite a surprise. Chronic use of marijuana may actually improve learning memory when the new neurons in the hippocampus can mature in 2 or 3 months." The scientists also noticed that the cannabinoids curbed depression and anxiety, which Dr. Zhang says suggests a correlation between neurogenesis and mood swings. Other scientists have suggested that depression is triggered when too few new brain cells are created in the hippocampus. Cannabinoids, such as marijuana and hashish, have been used to address pain, nausea, vomiting, seizures caused by epilepsy, ischemic stroke, cerebral trauma, tumors, multiple sclerosis, and a host of other maladies. There are herbal cannabinoids, which come from the cannabis plant, and the bodies of humans and animals produce endogenous cannabinoids. The substance can also be designed in the lab. Keith Sharkey, a gastrointestinal neuroscientist at the University of Calgary and lead author of the study, said, quote, "Ultimately, new therapies could be derived as a result of these findings," end quote. And we'll close with this quote from Forbes magazine. Dr. Perry G. Fine, a professor of anesthesiology at the University of Utah School of Medicine Pain Research Center, said more than enough data has been gathered to confirm medical marijuana's potential benefits. "It's just proving what's been long suspected. We're behind the curve with the cannabinoids largely because of the stigma of marijuana going back years and years," end quote. Before you rush out to get a bag of this wonder herb, I remind you the brain dies a horrible death behind bars. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.